Week 30, Sunday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. We are the people of the Lord, the flock that is led by his hand. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We are the people of the Lord, the flock that is led by his hand. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. This day, at thy creating word, first o'er the earth the light was poured. O Lord, this day upon us shine, and fill our hearts with light divine. This day the Lord for sinners slain, in might victorious, rose again. O Jesu, may we raised be, from death of sin to life in thee. This day the Holy Spirit came, with fiery tongues of cloven flame. O Spirit, fill our hearts this day, with grace to hear and grace to pray. O day of light and life and grace, from earthly toil a resting place, the hallowed hours, best gift of love, give we again to God above. All praise to God the Father be, all praise eternal Son to thee, whom with the Spirit we adore, for ever and for evermore. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, my soul. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. You stretch out the heavens like a tent, above the rains you build your dwelling, you make the clouds your chariot, and walk on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, and flashing fire your servants. You founded the earth on its base, to stand firm from age to age. You wrapped it with the ocean like a cloak. The waters stood higher than the mountains. At your threat they took to flight. At the voice of your thunder they fled. They rose over the mountains and flowed down to the place which you had appointed. You set limits they might not pass, lest they return to cover the earth. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow in between the hills. They give drink to all the beasts of the field, the wild asses quench their thirst. On the banks dwell the birds of heaven, from the branches they sing their song. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. Alleluia. The Lord brought forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart. Alleluia. Psalm 103 continued. From your dwelling you water the hills, earth drinks its fill of your gift. You make the grass grow for the cattle and the plants to serve man's needs, that he may bring forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart. Oil to make him glad, and bread to strengthen man's heart. The trees of the Lord drink their fill, the cedars he planted on Lebanon. There the birds build their nests,
On the treetops the stork has her home. The goats find a home on the mountains, and rabbits hide in the rocks. You made the moon to mark the months. The sun knows the time of its setting. When you spread the darkness, it is night, and all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The young lions roar for their prey and ask their food from God. At the rising of the sun they steal away and go to rest in their dens. Man goes forth to his work, to labour till evening falls. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord brought forth bread from the earth, and wine to cheer man's heart. Alleluia. God saw all that he had made, and indeed it was very good. Alleluia. Psalm 103 concluded. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches. There is the sea, vast and wide, with its moving swarms past counting, living things great and small. The ships are moving there, and the monsters you made to play with. All of these look to you to give them their food in due season. You give it, they gather it up. You open your hand, they have their fill. You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take back your spirit, they die, returning to the dust from which they came. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord last forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. The mountains send forth smoke at his touch. I will sing to the Lord all my life, make music to my God while I live. May my thoughts be pleasing to him. I find my joy in the Lord. Let sinners vanish from the earth, and the wicked exist no more. Bless the Lord, my soul. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God saw all he had made, and indeed it was very good. Alleluia. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Blessed are your ears, for they hear.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Listen, all you who are judges here on earth, learn to love justice, learn to think high thoughts of what God is, and with sincere hearts aspire to him. Trust him you must, if you find him you would. He does not reveal himself to one that challenges his power. Man's truant thoughts may keep God at a distance, but when the test of strength comes, folly is shown in its true colours. Never yet did wisdom find her way into the schemer's heart, never yet made her home in a life mortgaged to sin. A holy thing it is, the spirit that brings instruction, how it shrinks away from the touch of falsehood, holds aloof from every rash design. It is a touchstone to betray the neighbourhood of wrongdoing. A good friend to a man is the spirit of wisdom that convicts the blasphemer of his wild words. God can witness his secret thoughts, can read his heart unerringly, and shall his utterance go unheard? No. The Spirit of the Lord fills the whole world. Bond that holds all things in being, it takes cognizance of every sound we utter. How should ill speech go unmarked, or the scrutiny of justice pass it by? The hidden counsel of the godless will all come to light. No word of it but reaches the divine hearing and betrays their wicked design. That jealous ear is still listening, and all their busy murmuring shall stand revealed. Beware, then, of whispering, and to ill purpose. Ever let your tongues refrain from calumny. Think not that the secret word goes for naught. Lying lips were ever the soul's destroying. Death for its goal? Is not life's aim missed? Labours he well that labours to bring doom about his ears? Death was never of God's fashioning. Not for his pleasure does life cease to be. What meant his creation, but that all created things should have being? No breed has he created on earth, but for its thriving. None carries in itself the seeds of its own destruction. Think not that mortality bears sway on earth. No end nor term is fixed to a life well lived. Responsory from Proverbs 3. Wisdom walks on pleasant ways, on paths of peace. Happy the man who discovers wisdom, that pearl beyond price. The wisdom that comes from above is essentially something pure, making for peace, is kindly and considerate, full of compassion and fruitful in good deeds. Happy the man who discovers wisdom, that pearl beyond price. A reading from Pope St. Clement I to the Corinthians. Let us turn our eyes to the Father and Creator of the universe. And when we consider how precious and peerless are his gifts of peace, let us embrace them eagerly for ourselves. Let us contemplate him with understanding, noting with the eyes of the Spirit the patient forbearance that is everywhere willed by him, and the total absence of any friction that marks the ordering of his whole creation. The heavens, as they revolve beneath his government, do so in quiet submission to him. The day and the night run the course he has laid down for them, and neither of them interferes with the other. Sun, moon, and the starry choirs roll on in harmony at his command, none swerving from its appointed orbit. Season by season the teeming earth, obedient to his will, causes a wealth of nourishment to spring forth for man and beast and every living thing upon its surface, making no demur and no attempt to alter even the least of his decrees. Laws of the same kind sustain the fathomless deeps of the abyss and the untold regions of the underworld. Nor does the illimitable basin of the sea, gathered by the operations of his hand into its various different centres, overflow at any time the barriers encircling it, but does as he has bidden it. For his word was, "Thus far shall you come, at this point shall your waves be broken within you." The impassable ocean and all the worlds that lie beyond it are themselves ruled by the like ordinances of the Lord. Spring, summer, autumn, and winter succeed one another peaceably. The winds fulfill their punctual duties, each from its own quarter, and give no offence. The ever-flowing streams created for our well-being and enjoyment offer their breasts unfailingly for the life of man, and even the minutest of living creatures mingle together in peaceful accord. Upon all of these, the great Architect and Lord of the universe has enjoined peace and harmony for the good of all alike, but preeminently for the good of ourselves who have sought refuge in his mercies through our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be glory and majesty for ever and ever. Amen. A responsory based on Judges 9. Master of heaven and earth, creator of the waters, king of your whole creation, hear the prayers of your servants. Lord God of heaven, relieve our distress. Hear the prayers of your servants. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord, Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth, your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Lord God, deepen our faith, strengthen our hope, enkindle our love, and so that we may obtain what you promise, make us love what you command. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.